A coalition of livestock and poultry groups have released a statement regarding the proposed compromise on abolition of the so-called VTEC, volumetric ethanol excise tax credit, as well as the protective tariff on imported ethanol. The indications are that the groups are a little disappointed with the deal that's been cut by several lawmakers. According to Christina Butts, who's manager of legislative affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, this is a measure that still leaves a good bit of money on the table for corn based ethanol.
Well, we were very pleased to see both the VTEC and the tariff set to expire at the end of this month with this compromise. However, we still do have concerns with, roughly $125 million being allocated for corn-based, ethanol infrastructure. And so that gives our producers concern because we fully support, ethanol. We're not against the ethanol industry, but we want it to be market-driven and market-driven for the production as well as the usage of those fuels.
I guess a lot of that is for the flex fuel pumps. Is that what your concern is?
That would be right. The language in the compromise, from what we've been able to see, would essentially allocate up to $30,000 for tax dollars to be used for infrastructure or the blender pumps to be installed.
Yeah, at this point, it seems like the ethanol industry definitely has felt the pressure from livestock groups that have been making this call, and obviously teaming up with folks like Tom Colburn and others that have been pushing hard on this particular subsidy.
You're absolutely right, and this has really been a conversation in D.C. that the livestock folks haven't been involved with over the years. But most recently, there's been a lot of attention and focus, obviously, with our country spending and looking at any and all subsidies and spending programs to reduce. And we've been very grateful for the assistance of, Senator Colburn, as well as the interest of Senator Inhofe and Congressman Sullivan, all from Oklahoma, in terms of trying to find ways to reduce our nation's support for some of these renewable fuels industries that are mature enough to stand on their own.
Realistically, Christina, do you feel that this has got much of an opportunity to move forward, given all the other pressures that are out there to get some various things done?
Well, we do know that this agreement that Senator Klobuchar and Thune and Feinstein have said that they wanted it attached to the debt ceiling legislation that currently is completely up in the air. We had two members of Congress this morning in our office talking about that, and they don't even know what the roadmap is truly going to be with this debt ceiling. And I think what's also key to point out about this compromise is it dies on August 1st. So if it doesn't receive legs to move in the next 2.5 weeks within both the House and the Senate and be signed by the President, the deal goes away and it falls apart August 1st. So, time is really of the essence for those, that are supportive of this deal and trying to put it on the debt ceiling. That's already such a controversial issue that neither the House or the Senate or the President can even figure out where they want the debt ceiling, to be set at. So it's going to be very interesting over the next few weeks because time is of the essence to figure out, where this legislation falls and what it gets attached to.
I guess the other thing about this is that actually what VTEC expires anyway at the end of the year, right?
You're absolutely right. Both the VTEC and the tariff would go away on December 31st of this year.
I guess if all else fails, Christina, the cattle industry, livestock industry would be very pleased to simply allow these particular tax incentives to expire on December 31st.
You're absolutely right. Whatever we could do to ensure that the VTEC and the tariff are eliminated, whether it be in the next 2 weeks, whether it be in 2 months or by the end of the year, that's exactly what we're pushing for.
Thank you, Christina. Christina Butts with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office. I'm Ron Hayes on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.